Hello, everybody. My name is Rowan, and this is Rowan's Gadget Talk for Thursday, 14th of January, 2021. Today, we got so much to talk about, really, if you think about it. Actually, you know, this is Thursday's episode, and guess what came out today at the same time? The Galaxy S21, the Galaxy S21 Plus, and the S21 Ultra. Finally, the S21 series is out, and it's actually called the S21, which is insane. Frankly speaking, there's a lot to get to. We gotta talk about these new phones, really, because they're really, really interesting. And really, the kind of features that Samsung's added here is interesting. But obviously, we can't talk about these phones without first going through their, you guessed it, specs. With our specs alert. Let's roll that in real quick.
Specs alert! Specs alert! Specs alert!
The Samsung Galaxy S21 is a smartphone made by Samsung Electronics. The Samsung S21 features a 6.2-inch flat Full HD Plus Dynamic AMOLED 2X Infinity O display with a resolution of 2,400 pixels by 1,080 pixels. I always get that screwed up, I don't know why. With a pixel density of 421 ppi, it is HDR10 Plus certified and has an adaptive 120Hz refresh rate, so it can go between 48 and 120Hz. And just for context, this is 6.2 inches when measured diagonally. It weighs roughly 171 grams for the millimeter wave version and 169 grams for the sub-6, pretty regular 5G flavor, if that's a thing. It has a 5-nanometer 64-bit processor. Now, if you live in the United States or in some markets where they offer this, it's going to be the Qualcomm Snapdragon 888. Or globally, it'll be the Samsung Exynos 2100 processor. Aside from that, they're roughly similar in spec sheet in terms of cores and everything, so that shouldn't be a problem. You wouldn't see much of a bottleneck. But just for context, it is rough around, give or take, 2.8 gigahertz. Maximum clock speed. It doesn't really matter if you have Android. You get 8 gigabytes of RAM, that's LPDDR5, with 128 gigabytes or 256 gigabytes of storage, 4000 mAh battery, fast wireless charging 2.0, and USB power delivery 3.0 certified to give you fast charging. Runs on Android 11 out of the gate. You get 5G, all flavors of 5G, really. I think there'll be a variant of the S21 that will essentially do millimeter wave, I think, because it stated that here. Aside from all of that, you get a 10 megapixel selfie camera with 80 degree field of view, f/2.2 aperture, and 1.22 micrometer size, or you know, pixel size of my 1.22 micrometers. Aside from that, on the back side, the back camera, the main camera system, you got a triple lens setup with a 12 megapixel ultrawide sensor, 120 degrees field of view, f/2.2 aperture, 1.4 micrometer pixel size. Along with that, you get another 12 megapixel dual pixel autofocus wide angle sensor, 12 megapixel resolution, 79 degrees field of view, optical image stabilization built in with an f1.8 aperture, 1.8 micrometer pixel size, and a 64 megapixel phase detection autofocus camera with three times hybrid optical zoom, with 76 degree field of view, optical image stabilization, f2.0 aperture, and 0.8 micrometer size. And yes, it can do 30 times space zoom. This is going to be a mix of digital and optical zoom, all kind of mixed up. And happy to report this is on the Plus also. On top of all that, you get the usual stuff in your phone. You have NFC built in, not bad. You get an ultrasonic fingerprint sensor. You get accelerometer, barometer, gyro sensor, geomagnetic sensor, Hall sensor, proximity sensor, ambient light sensor, and all that good stuff. Yes, in-display fingerprint sensor. And has IP68 water and dust resistance. The Galaxy S21, this is the regular version, will start from $799 USD, and will be available to purchase on January 29th. Aside from that, as of recording this podcast, is available to pre-order right now. So if you can just, you know, you run out to your nearby carrier or Samsung store or reseller, can pre-order the S21 series. It's pretty much on sale, on pre-orders worldwide. So you can go out and get it for yourself. And then you could purchase it from January 29th. So that was the regular S21. Let's move on and talk about the Plus and the Ultra real quick. The Galaxy S21 Plus is a little bigger version of the S21 that's made by Samsung Electronics. Now, I'll quickly mention this, and that is that the S21 Plus has the exact same camera grid at the back like the regular S21, same processor, same RAM and memory options, same sorts of charging features, little minimized specs. So not much to talk about. It's just a little bigger S21. And by that, it is roughly 6.7 inch. It has a 6.7 inch flat FHD Plus Dynamic AMOLED 2X Infinity O display. Similar resolution, but a slightly smaller pixel count because it's a little bigger, 394 ppi, and has obviously adaptive 120 hertz refresh rate. It's a bit thicker. It's a bit heavier than the regular S21, and you get a 4,800 milliamp hour battery. Aside from that, I think I'd never say this, but it has almost the same features as the regular S21. If size matters to you, I'm sure a lot of people want a bigger phone as usual because, you know, a lot of work can be done on a bigger phone. And here's the best part, you can go and pre-order this phone now. The S21 Plus starts with $999. Pre-orders are out now. Just go to Samsung website or pre-order it, get a trade-in, pre-order it if you like. And you can buy it on January 29th, obviously roughly 2 weeks from now. So here, that was the S21 Plus for you, really. I mean, there's not much to talk here. It's the bigger S21 in that regard. All right, just do this in quick succession, really. The Galaxy S21 Ultra. The Galaxy S21 Ultra is a premium smartphone made by Samsung. It has a 6.8-inch Edge QHD Plus Dynamic AMOLED 2X Infinity O display, a resolution of 3200 by 1440 pixels, with a pixel density of 515 ppi, HDR10 Plus certified out of the gate, and has an adaptive 120 Hz refresh rate. So it won't really be losing battery on switching refresh rates. It's got the same 5-nanometer processor as the S21 series. Again, US Snapdragon 880, worldwide Exynos 2100. Aside from that, though, you get two storage and memory options, or essentially three if you think of storage as, you know, unique. So the S21 Ultra will come with 12 gigabytes of RAM or 16 gigabytes of RAM, and with 12 gigabytes of RAM, you can get either 128 or 256 gigabytes of internal storage. This will depend on market, so, you know, go check whatever is in stock, you know, and if you are really a power user, which is what this phone is, get the highest tier version. Aside from that, it also comes in 16 gigabyte RAM capacity, RAM option with 512 gigabytes of internal storage. It has a 5,000 milliamp hour battery. It can do fast wireless charging 2.0, USB power delivery 3.0, and also can do wireless charging. I forgot to mention all phones in the S21 series can do wireless charging, so that's not a problem. It can do Android 11 out of the gate, and can do all flavors of 5G from regular low-band 5G to millimeter wave. Wi-Fi 6E is supported. If you got a router that can do that, that would be lovely. NFC and all usual sensors and in-screen fingerprint sensor, and has IP68 water and dust resistance. In terms of cameras, and that's where it gets juicy, you got a 40-megapixel selfie camera with face detection autofocus, 80 degrees of field of view, f2.2 aperture, and 0.7 micrometer pixel size. And then things get more fun at the backside, because everything feels good from the back. I digress. That was excessive. Okay, chill. I mean, okay. Everything's fun when, you know. Anyways, so with the rear camera, which is at the back kind of, you get literally four sensors, I think, or five. Oh, okay, you get four sensors compared from three. If you include the laser sensor, then it's technically five. Anyways, Anyways, so you have, okay, it has four sensors. So you get 12 megapixel ultra-wide sensor, dual pixel autofocus with 120 degrees field of view, f2.2 aperture, 1.4 micrometer sensor size, along with a 108 megapixel wide angle camera. It's going to be a regular sensor with phase detection, autofocus, 83 degrees of field of view, almost right angle field of view. Optical image stabilization, f1.8 aperture, and 0.8 micrometer sensor size, along with two telephoto sensors. Yikes. You get one 10 megapixel dual pixel autofocus telephoto sensor. This is going to be your primary with 3x optical zoom and 35 degrees field of view, optical image stabilization, f2.4 aperture, 1.2 micrometers pixel size, along with a secondary telephoto sensor that has 10 megapixels, dual pixel autofocus, but get this, 10x optical zoom, along with 10 degrees field of view, optical image stabilization, f4.9 aperture, that's aggressive, and 1.22 micrometer size. This is a secondary sensor, but can go 10x further than the original telephoto sensor that's 3x. All in all, you can do 100x space zoom, along with a laser autofocus sensor. It's going to be this little funny red thing on the corner next to the flash camera, the flash light. So the 100x space zoom for this fact is essentially it has 10x optical zoom. It can go up to 100x super resolution zoom, which means it's a mix of optical and digital. It takes the optical 10x, goes all the way into it digitally, so you get space zoom. So it's not actually 100x zoom, but it's taking going 10x into that 10x optical sensor. Oh well. So all in all, a beast of a phone in terms of specs you get here. I mean, lots of crazy features. And have I forgot to mention, the S21 Ultra comes in. Okay, I'll mention this later. Really, you can use the S Pen with it. So it is a monster of a phone. So the S21 Ultra will start from $1,199 or $1,200, and also be available on January 29th to buy straight away, and you can pre-order it right now. Prices may vary for all these phones, including all the S20 lineup phones. Prices may vary. Please check with a reseller, retailer, whoever you're buying your phones from for the actual price, or just use some price comparison engine. I don't know what y'all use. I mean, do your research. So that was the S21 series. I just broke down all the specs. It was that simple. They're all freaking powerful. So, yeah. So, honestly, when you think about the S21, and the S21 series, I think the phone that is going to grab all of our attention is the Ultra, obviously, because it's the Ultra. It is bananas. It can do so much, really, straight away. Is this incredible with the specs you have here? I'm not fudging it, really. This is some incredible stuff straight out of the gate. Like, they're really trying very hard to make it a flagship. We've seen the leaks. I forgot to say this. This has been leaked like bananas. As I like to say, as always, it's leaked a lot. And that means that there's a lot where we kind of, there's a lot that we knew of that we sort of saw it coming today. So that was interesting. So yeah, so the S21 and S21 Plus are just regular flagships, and they're competitively priced under $1,000, which I think is kind of important to get that all-important crowd. Oh no, I think this is their like playing safe kind of flagship. This is not the breaking all sorts of grounds, but they have improved the camera, and they have figured very pragmatic things out. They've improved the camera dramatically. They've added adaptive refresh rate, which I think is important for battery life and everything, and also it helps your battery life because you know. I think it helps your eyes first, but well, have you ever had fatigue from having a high refresh rate? Let me know. Send me a message, tweet at me if you've had ever had the experience of using a high refresh rate phone, 120 hertz display phone, and you get dizzy after it. Oh well, I can't say for myself. The more interesting is the colors. The S21, S21 Plus come in a range of really cool colors, including purple, which is like the color of this year, kind of. So that's interesting, along with your regular black and white and stuff, and probably gold in some random market that I cannot think of. But there are some. The design is interesting. It has this contour cut camera housing. So essentially, we've seen in the leaks already. The camera sensor would just own bulge, but kind of, f but essentially, it blends into the metallic fr into the metal frame. So it looks stunning, and it's also really durable because it won't smash and break out all the camera sensors. It's really durable. It won't budge, and I'm sure if Jerry Rig everything tests the frame, then surely the ha camera housing will be intact except for the lens. The lens are the hazardous part now. That can be scratched, you know. Glass is glass, and glass can break, you know. So that's that. I mean, if you're into it, but not really. I mean, I honestly, looking from that, there's not much of a difference between the S21 Plus to the S21. There's not much of a difference, honestly. I mean, it's a $200 difference, and $200 extra you get a little bit big battery and a little bigger display. Again, you be the judge. You want a 0.5 inch bigger display? I mean, does it will it really help? The S21 looks perfect for a lot of people out there. I mean, so let's just talk about the camera though. They've improved it a lot. They've added lots of features though, and I think it's the same thing. No matter how big the sensors get, if you don't offer better features, the cameras are not any helpful. You can put a 100 megapixel camera, but if it takes pretty poop looking photos, then yeah, the job's already done. The damage is done, you know. Interestingly, the S21 and the S21 Plus can record videos at 8K resolution, and that means it can take picture. It can grab photos straight from your footage. It can get exact frame, and then we get a perfect picture all the time. That's interesting. And it also has a super steady video mode, and it can record from multiple mics, which is interesting. So. And also has single take, which is I think this has come for the Ultra, and then the space zoom. Essentially, what you would be missing out on the S20 Ultra, you're already getting on the S21 regular, which is I think interesting. And you get space zoom, but at only up to 30 times. Really, space zoom doesn't really do much, but it's really cool. And the photos taken, especially BTS selfies, they look crisp like BTS. Kind of a fan of BTS. Sorry, you know, stan BTS. You know, they're really crispy and was balanced. Essentially, they were figuring the software. I think they improved the camera software though, the computational imagery. So they've improved it and making sure that the light balances are all perfect. So that would be the real improvement, is that they've kind of gone back to the lab and sort of fixed out the software and the computational power, and so you have essentially a perfect camera, a little better camera. That can also do good night. There's no mention of night mode, interestingly. So, yeah, I mean, and three sensors, mind you. That's interesting. But really, obviously, what else can I say? It has 5G, great. I mean, the S21 regular is a good phone in itself already, and is a good value for money if you think about it compared to the other fruit that, you know, other. That many millions of people end up buying instead of this. So yeah, really, oh, and I forgot to mention, all S21 lineup phones will not come with a charger and earbuds in the box, which I think is a real bummer because it's Android. You gotta have extra stuff, you know. Look at your competition from little next door. They would throw in a charger case. Oh well. They're probably bragging the environmental element with that, but you can get a third-party charger. Unlike iPhones, oh, I have to mention, you gotta address the elephant in the room. This versus the iPhone, but look at you compare it to the iPhone. At least with Android, if it's an Anker charger, even if it's a Aukey charger or Bing Bang Bong charger, it'll at least work and not burst into flames like the iPhone. At least you won't worry much, and you don't have to much worry. It's Android, so I mean. There's the environmental aspect, but oh well, chargers are cheap. Or if you have one, just you. Or if you're upgrading from another Galaxy phone, just keep the charger and just trade in the phone or sell the phone itself. Don't trade in the charger. I'm sure you don't do that. I know people who use the built-in fast chargers and it helps with the experience. So, I mean, you get a better and smarter camera and a nicer design. It's much nicer. And some, you know, slight tweaks there and there, but losing out the charger was a real bummer. But then there was the S21 Ultra, the monster, the absolutely high-end smartphone. It's nuts. I mean, it packs power. Like, okay, if I don't know if you grew up in the 90s and you lived in the States or something, you've seen ads for Nintendo consoles, and they say at the end, if you've seen those ads, like for the SNES or the NES, and it would say, now you're playing with power, except the S21 Ultra, you're using power. This is a powerful phone. This is a monster. This is a powerful phone. This is the real crowd pleaser, for real. I mean, it comes in silver and black, and it looks stunning. Oh my! That looks phenomenal. I'm just saying this. I think this really is worth $1,200. Like, I mean, it's weird I say that because I'd never recommend, like, highly expensive phones, but this one makes a ton of sense for some reason. You get a massive display. You get adjustable refresh rate, which is awesome. You get a really bright display that's kind of awesome. And you get four sensors, laser autofocus, 108 megapixel camera. What can I say? A 12-bit RAW option, which is interesting. That's crazy. 100x space zoom, the hybrid system that's there. And two telephoto sensors that do zoom like a boss. An ultrawide sensor. And Samsung's ultrawide is really good, frankly, that if you ask me. You can't go wrong with that one right there. But, I mean, gotta say, the camera, that's a winner right there. In Android space, one of the best cameras in 2021. And it looks promising. And also, it can do better low-light photography because it has a better, again, it has sharper sensors. 108 megapixel cameras, bananas, if you ask me. Yikes. I mean, but on top of Wi-Fi 6E and 5G is being there, okay, that's awesome. And what else, really? Nox Vault, okay, that's on all S21 phones, really. And you could charge the S21 Ultra. You can charge half of the phone in just half an hour, which is awesome, half and half, right there. Oh, I think I forgot to mention fast charging right here. I didn't mention it. Half the battery in half an hour. So, yeah, that's impressive. That's genuinely impressive. So, yeah, awesome cameras. Awesome quad camera setup for those who take so many photos and videos, you know, content production, a lot of work, workaholics, you know, basically the part of Samsung fanboys that are absolutely workaholics, and they use their phone for everything, and we gotta have them. I mean, these things do so much, mashallah. They do so much. I mean, not gonna lie. On top of Quad HD display, four cameras that are really amazing, 100x hybrid zoom, it's not even space, hybrid, just saying. Don't know how you look at it. But boy, S Pen. Oh my. I mean, you have to get a note of the tablets to get the S Pen, like, separately. You have to get it separately or it comes in the box. Or you have to get it separately, but on an S series phone. Okay, fine. Mamoon, it's an S21. Calm down. It's a flat phone. It's all right. You just use it. It's an S Pen, right? What? I mean, guys, on S21 Ultra, like a $1,200 phone also. $1,200 with a Exynos 2100. We don't know the performance of it. With a Snapdragon 888 and obviously those four cameras and the Quad HD display, like, actually dramatically better Ultra than the Note 20 Ultra, and that with an S Pen, yeah, this is worth $1,200 now, ladies and gentlemen. This is nuts. Yikes. I mean, who knew we were going to come to the day that an S-series phones will have S Pens have it? I mean, I thought, I really did, I think part of me, I mean, most people are like, why didn't Samsung just offer the S Pen for all Samsung phones? Like, if you have a Samsung phone, just buy an S Pen separately and just start using it. And it's and they should offer that. But I'm sure that there's a size problem. I mean, not to sound, you know, cheesy, but if you have like an A51, you try to use the S Pen, it's like you'd almost reach the end before you know it. Well, I would honestly say that given what the S Pen does tend to do, like you just kind of hover over and you can like tap and do all that kind of stuff, and given how big this phone is and how important and premium it is, you know, for Samsung, it's like their ultimate flagship, and some people end up buying this Ultra sometime, you know, this is a good value, frankly. I mean, given the timing, if they actually do end up making a Note 21, people are gonna buy this one, even if it's like $300 off, which is just interesting. So having S Pen, that's nuts. I mean, again, this phone, I think the S21 is amazing. I mean, I could feel how good it is, like all the way. I mean, just okay. I mean, I haven't, you know, what I would do, I can't get these kinds of phones. They're very expensive. So I would just go into a store to play with them for a few seconds, have a hands-on, and I would have a feeling for those phones. Or I'd have certain impressions. Some phones would come away being amazing. And honestly, I think like that's my experience with those phones. Like, I just understand how they work. And, you know, I actually would end up coming out impressed. I could read all the news and watch all the reviews and vlogs and I don't know, God knows how many hands-on videos and read all sorts of articles online, but just playing it in person is another experience. Hopefully, I mean, we have a rare situation in this world, really, where, you know, you can't just get up and go out of the home, you know, you have to wear a mask, and oh well. But this looks impressive. This looks incredibly impressive. It looks sleek and very nice. It's more, in terms of the back and front, they make it a bit different from the S21. It's not childish, it's bold. It's a boss phone. And, you know, walk out of it, there's no baloney. You know, no bull crap with no BS look. It's got that boss look. It's amazing. I actually love it, frankly. Forget luxurious, it's bossy. I mean, this is a boss phone. You have you got those Ray-Bans, you wear dapper suits, God knows, you have the Galaxy Watch probably because you're into Samsung. You know, you're not going to use an S21 Ultra on an Apple Watch, just saying. And you drive a BMW, and then you pop this out, and you're a boss. It's not even luxurious. The S21 looks luxurious. This looks bossy. I'm just saying. Looks phenomenal. Just saying. It's really good. And also, the fun fact is the back glass protected with Gorilla Glass Victus, which is kind of awesome. But really, $1,200. And okay, here's the thing with the S20. Here's the thing with the S Pen and the S21 Ultra. You have to get it separately. So that's the bummer. I honestly think it's worth it because, you know, S Pen is a really iconic feature of Samsung. And I think the fact that they're bringing it down to a S series phone, you know, Ultra does really stand. Ultra phones are really for those who want the ultimate productivity, all-rounder, absolute all-rounders. Like, this is good value for money. So from all the three S21 phones, which one impressed me? S21 Ultra is amazing. In black? Oh my. That's my favorite. I'm in love, just saying. It's amazing. I'm not just saying it to be praiseful of Samsung, but it's really good. S21 Ultra and iPhone 12 Pro, neck and neck. I'm just saying, neck and neck. Equally respectable phones. I mean, all right, if you compare the iPhone 12 Pro to the regular S21, the 12 Pro beats it by the fact that it has a LiDAR sensor. That's the thing. But outside of it, really, S21 Ultra, that was amazing. I'm blown away, frankly. Amazing, absolutely amazing phone, to say the least. And then there was the S21 regular. I think that's really good. If you don't have much money, it's still all-around great phone. There's a lot, everything you need. It's for those people who probably buy it on a contract or at full price. It might displace sales of the S20 FE if you think about it, but oh well. And then there are other, those two phones are amazing. I'd recommend that right away. You buy the S21 Ultra, it's worth $1,200. I'm just going to say it really impressed me. I think, I actually have gone gaga for some Samsung phones sometimes. Actually, Notes used to blow, really, I used to love Galaxy Notes. There was just these massive hunks of productivity powerhouse. Don't know what I'm saying. I'm just blabbering already. I'm losing my words here. But I mean, the S21 Ultra really blew me away, and the S21 Regular I think is impressive equally, considering it's about $800 give and take. It's gonna be a little higher after taxes. So those two, the S21 Plus was highly unnecessary. I don't know who thought it was a good idea to offer a slightly bigger S21. It was unnecessary, frankly. It's just gonna sell off at a good sale price. I mean, oh well. I mean, poor Samsung. And then there's the phones, and then obviously there is the wearables and sort of lifestyle products as part of the galaxy of experiences. So you have the Galaxy Buds Pro, and then there was the Galaxy Smart Tag and Smart Tag Plus. We'll just go through all the three devices real quick. The Galaxy Buds Pro is really cool, an active noise cancelling earbuds. There's this, and then there's the Anchor earbuds that have come out recently from CES, like $150. That one is in the last episode. I think I talked in the last episode. But the Galaxy Buds Pro is amazing for the fact that it's Samsung, and Samsung actually makes really good, premium earbuds for Android lovers outside of Apple. There are not many brands for Android users that are just good and respectable like Samsung. It's really good. 11mm woofer for deeper bass, 6.5mm tweeter, which is really good. Again, I don't know how it sounds like. I really want to get this and play with it and listen to a buttload of podcasts and play with the ANC and see. I mean, if anyone's willing to send me a Galaxy Buds Pro, just send the email, okay? Okay? But aside from that, it has three microphones. It's got little processors to do voice pickup and figure out noise reduction and, you know, improve call quality, which I think is really good. Most of all, it has active noise cancellation. And it looks a whole lot nicer than the Galaxy Buds Live. That was horrible. That was beanies. Like, who passed? This should have come out first instead of the Beanie Live. Again, I'm just saying. I don't know who got the idea for the Buds Live, like the S21 Plus, but oh well. This is really good. It looks stunning in silver and black, like the S21 Ultra. In fact, it pairs up like peanut butter and jelly, which I think is really good. It looks sleek. I think this is $200, and this will come out on, I think it's out today. So you can go out, run out and buy it and play around with it. So some more utilitarian bits and bobs, the Buds Pro has overall, between both devices, it can do overall 18 hours of playtime with active noise cancellation on. Individually, that's like 5 hours, give and take. Actually, the Buds can do 5 hours of playback, which I think is impressive. And you can do 4 hours of talk time, which is good, with active noise cancellation. You get a little longer, 3 hours longer with ANC off. Bluetooth 5.0, IPX7.8 water resistance, no dust resistance. It's okay. I mean, it's water. Sweat has to get out. Oh, well. And then there are some cool things, like windshield. It has this little kind of chamber, and you squeeze it into your ear, and it kind of blocks your ear. You need airflow, so it's like this little wind chamber that pushes air straight into the buds. I think that's good engineering from Samsung. That's really awesome. So that was the Buds Pro. Really, I think this was the Buds. It was the right true replacement. I think a true successor to the Buds, the original Galaxy Buds and the Buds Plus. I mean, Samsung's making a lot of little accessories. This one's one of the best to date. And then more cooler is the Galaxy Smart Tag, which is Samsung's little tracking object tracker, which is just like the Tile trackers and Apple's own solution that's about to come soon, hopefully. Then there's like two variants of it. The regular Smart Tag, which has regular low energy Bluetooth, which is interesting, and the Plus variant of the Smart Tag uses ultra wideband, that technology we talked about and how great it is at tracking and how you don't lose track of it, and UWB is on everything now, that high-end phones have it, car keys are going to get it, Apple's going to have a tracker soon. Oh well, I mean it's really cool. And the regular tag costs $30, and then the Plus is $40. Honestly, I think in terms of reliability, the Tag Plus would be cool. You gotta have supported ultra wideband devices. Your phone's gotta do UWB. The Tag's obviously gotta do UWB. It's gonna be there without a problem. So really awesome for what it is. I mean, it can do one-touch IoT controls. You can press a button and it would just turn stuff up around you. And you can find it, obviously, through Bluetooth or ultra-wideband. Again, the Plus can do ultra-wideband, and it's $40. And you can save money on buying multi-pack, which I think is really awesome. And again, you can get to buy this when the S21 series comes out, which I think is really awesome. So yeah, there was your Galaxy. That was the Samsung Unpacked event. All of it in one go. Really cool stuff from Samsung, mind you. So yeah, I mean, they've unpacked some dope stuff, that's for sure. All right, so just don't mind my mouse clicking because it's a bit erratic, but it's there. I don't know if you can notice it. But yeah, you have the S21 Ultra. That's out of the way now, the S21. And now another phone. It's got leaked, and it's from Oppo. Good camera, folks. The Oppo Find X3 Pro actually got leaked. All of it. The front, the back, all of it. Good old Ivan Blass, EV Leaks, sort of showed off in his, on his page on Voice. You know, because Twitter is overrated. Get it? He kind of showed off the X3 Pro in its finest glory. And God, if you just look at the picture and compare it to another interesting flagship, just change some things and it looks a little bit like, you guessed it, the iPhone 12 Pros. It literally looks like it. I don't know how or why. Essentially, it looks like an iPhone. It has almost the same colors except for the gold color. It's a bit of a tan leather color. But aside from a black, silver, and blue color, so take the iPhone, completely make it rounded and curvy all the way sides. And the camera area, sort of, like, kind of, you know, curve it. Make it curvy, sort of. Make it curvy, you know. And there you have the X3 Pro. It's a wacky hump. It's like, it's subtle and beautiful, but, okay, there's the extreme edge display. I mean, now Oppo and Huawei have figured out edge-to-edge displays and have beaten Samsung at its own game. Oh, well. But I don't know, it looks like an uncanny iPhone copy. I mean, there's only a few differences. There's a punch hole notch, and I don't know what, the sensors would be a little better, but God, I mean, it seems we all can't stop copying Apple, right? They do their thing really well. So, yeah. But interesting is that Ivan Blass also wrote some of the specs for the Find X3 Pro. We know that it'll have the Snapdragon 888 completely. On top of that, it'll have a 6.7-inch 1440p display, 120Hz adaptive refresh rate. Okay, this is going to be gunning straight for the S21 Ultra. 25x zoom microscope macro lens. Super Wook 2.0 wire and Wook Air. So you have rapid wire and wireless charging. So you can do that. So according to Ivan Blass, expect a late March or early April release, and it'll come in these colors. And there'll also be a light for these phones. The X3 light will be there, but it'll probably be called the Reno 5. I've lost count of amount of Reno phones that Oppo's launched. I forgot they made Reno 5. God, what's next? Reno 6? Before I go to a store, before we finally get the COVID vaccine and go shopping like regular folks. Not like go shopping online, like go in person shopping. There'll probably be a Reno 7. That'll sell like 15, 20 million. They'll sell 15, 20 million of those if there was a Reno 7, because 7's a lucky number, you know. Oh, well, I don't have to tell you. If you are familiar with Chinese culture, you know, 7's a lucky number. So, oh, well, I'm just saying it right there. That's a bestseller in the wings right there, Reno 7. Watch out. So yeah, it's an uncanny iPhone copy. That's bananas. And finally, we've all talked about phones and the Samsung flagships and all. But the thing is that it's gonna become an hour if we start talking about other things. So it's gonna be like on a bonus episode, hopefully. But LG apparently showed off a lot of concepts, folding displays, rollable displays first during CES. Their TVs are good though. Just saying, some of the best of CES. That's gonna say it. They showed off a rollable phone, regular vertical phone, but sort of to the horizontal edge, it kind of rolls out to sort of this almost tablet view, and so it's like more for productivity. Apparently, according to a Korean blogger, according to some insider, They're claiming that the LG Rollable, as it's called, will launch this year. It'll come out later this year and could cost $2,560 in the United States. LG sells phones in America, so okay. Later this year. All right. God willing, inshallah. Let's see. And if they get a rollable phone, okay, they had dual display phones for a while, add-ons and stuff, they've done that kind of stuff, but a rollable phone, if they get that out of the market. But they claim it'll probably release after September, so, okay, before Black Friday, hopefully. So, yeah, I mean, not too shabby, I'm just saying. It's really good that there's a rollable phone coming out from LG, and I think it's really good. And it's only just the second week of January, and there's still more to come. Obviously, there's the foldables from Samsung also, the Z Fold phones and the Z Flips. That hasn't come out, they didn't talk much about it today, but that's going to come out later in the year, so definitely excited for that one. That's one to look out for. But yeah, what do you think of everything you've heard today, especially the new stuff from Samsung? What do you think? Let me know. Send a tweet, send a message to me, mention me, you know. I mean, on Twitter and Instagram, at Sayed_Maun99. It's in the show notes. Go, you know, Google it and then find my... It's over there. If you're listening on a specific podcast app of your choice, or you're on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, go out and hit subscribe so you don't miss another episode. And it's right down your feed, and you go and listen to the latest episode as soon as it drops. Alrighty, it's your boy Maun signing out. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. Till Tuesday, it's your boy Maun signing out. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. And I'll see you next week. Ciao. Thanks for listening. Peace.